Community Connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and spending a little bit of time talking, well, Bartlesville business, and Sherry Wilt in from the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, and let's see, you've got a forum coming up, Christmas is coming, let's see, I believe it's now, if I got to count right, 89 days till Christmas.
I hadn't counted it yet, so yes, thank you for reminding us. Christmas is knocking on our door, so lots of exciting things happening for Christmas coming up for us. So,
yeah. And every time you and I talk, some new details come out, but most recently it was announced that ice skating lessons are available. Sign up now.
Yes, we have, first of all, we're bringing the ice rink back.
Right.
It'll be in the north parking lot again, and we're extending the hours this year. We had a lot of requests last year. People were like, why are you closed before Christmas? And it was our first year. We just didn't know. And so we will be open after Christmas through January 5th every day once the kids are out of school on the 21st. So we'll be closed Christmas Day. But and we have special hours Christmas Eve and Christmas New Year's Eve. But other than that, we'll be open every day from 1 to 9. And before that, we'll be open Thursday or Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Friday evenings, Saturdays, and Sundays. So yes, we have lots of new things that we're adding. We have our ice skating lessons. Our instructor is back, Melody O'Hare. She was a professional ice skater in Canada, and she's living here due to her job. She also has several volunteer helpers that have also skated at different levels and things. And so the class, whether you're, because we've got it by ages, four to six, and then 7 to 10, and then 11 and up. And so even if you're a very beginner, let's say in the 7 to 10, or you kind of can skate in the 7 to 10, they'll be able to divide the class up into two, kind of, so you really do get more attention on based on your level. So no matter where you're at, you can sign up for your age class. So those are starting to fill up, and if you are interested in that, it'll be either Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday, and it's after school hours. So it's kind of nice. It gives your kid. I was amazed last year how far those kids went in just 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was like at first they could hardly even stand up on their skates, and by their little recital that they did, they were skating. They were kind of almost choreographing, and some of them were doing some, I won't say spins, like, you know, the Dorothy Hamill Day spins. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, just they were, it was amazing what all they were able to learn in 3 weeks with just such a short time. So we have one group that came back this year, which will be fun to really see what they have, you know, they'll progress. But so, yes, we do have ice skating lessons back. Another thing I'd like to let the community know that we are in the process of accepting applications for, or we pictures of right now, we're doing a mistletoe market. So just like the farmer's market, except it'll be an open air market, like farmer's market. It won't be fresh produce, those kinds of things, but more artisans and people handmade different items. And we're looking for a real variety. We've had some really fun things come in. And so that'll be open every Saturday from 1 to 4 for those first four Saturdays before Christmas. And so right now we're in the process. If you're interested in being a vendor, very inexpensive. It's only $10 per Saturday. If you sign up for all four, it's only $30. We just want a commitment that you'll be there. And we don't take any of your profits. And so, but right now what we're asking is that people send us their pictures via email or whatever. You can call us, bring things by, we can take pictures. But we're only doing that. We just want to make sure we get a good variety. We don't want all jewelry or all, you know, whatever. And so the manager from the farmer's market is helping us, and he'll be our manager for that. So if you know someone that is very arts and crafty and does some beautiful handmade type things, it'd be a great opportunity for them over the holidays, built-in crowds. So also adding Saturday kid activities, family activities. We have some really fun, unique things coming up for that. So we will have a full calendar of when our character weekends, when Frozen will be there, when Star Wars will be there. Just all, you know, the whole calendar, it's starting to piece together. There's still several things in the works, like we want to do Friday night concerts or live music mm-hmm. in the gazebo area on Friday nights, and we're going to be doing hay rides through the Wonderland of Lights at Johnstone Park, which is another request we had. So our carriage guy will still be doing his carriage rides through downtown, but on Friday nights, or at least we're starting with Friday nights, we're going to see how it goes. They'll be doing hay rides about every hour or so, because it does take a while, you know, to go all the way around. Mm-hmm. And so just lots of new things that will be added. We have a Facebook page, Bartlesville Christmas in the Ville, or you can also just go to bartlesville.com, and there's a link to click to from there that will take you. And right now it's just got our hours and that kind of thing, some information about ice skating lessons and the market, but we want to make sure there'll be a calendar, full calendar, with all the information on there, especially as we get closer.
Well, it sounds as though Bartlesville will be a Christmas destination again.
It will. We've expanded our lights. We have expanded decor. We have some new things that we're adding decor-wise. I mean, there's just a lot of really neat things. We have this giant walk-through ornament, which is really cool, thanks to Tri-County Tech, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and Dewey Iron Works. They're using it as a learning project in their welding class.
Okay.
So it's going to be, there's lots of new things. So people need to come, even if you don't ice skate, you just need to come see, you know, and just do some other things too. So lots of things happening.
Well, as long as you are downtown and you're having a good time, and it just adds to the whole Christmas season, what's going on. And
yes,
last year, I think the merchants really appreciated bringing all the people downtown.
Oh, yeah. The merchants, the restaurants, we talked to them, and they definitely saw an increase, which was nice, which was one of the main reasons we were doing it, and to bring people to our community, because people have a choice. You have a choice of where you can skate. You can drive to Tulsa and deal with some of the hassles of downtown, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can come here and it's quaint. There's a lot more than just an ice skating rink. You know, you can go to Tulsa and there's an ice rink, and yes, it's a bigger ice rink, but it's just an ice rink. And you can come to ours, and there's all sorts of other things, and the atmosphere, and the trains lit, just the whole atmosphere is just different. So we're really trying to tap into some surrounding communities to bring people to our community, so which we had last year.
And I'm sure that now that the word got out finally, hey, you need to go to Bartlesville, then it should do what snowballs do.
That's exactly what we're hoping. We want snowballs, just no snowball weather.
Well, I don't know. Dewey had their snowball fight there that one
Saturday. Well, that's true.
AM 1400 and K1 Community Connection this morning. We're talking with Sherry Wilt, and we'll take a break just a little bit early. We've got some more things to talk about and invite you to when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. Continuing our time this morning with Sherry Wilt, and I think I saw something about something coming up roughly a month from now, around the 25th of October.
We do. October 25th is our next major forum, and this one is going to be a little bit different focus. You know, we're usually focused on our own community, what we can do to improve our community, our area, but this one is actually focused on the state, and we're bringing in the Oklahoma State Chamber Oklahoma Research Foundation, and they have their own research, and they have set a goal. It's called Oklahoma 2030 goals to move our state forward, and they will be addressing you know, what they're doing to help the state grow, prosper, thrive. And it's going to be kind of an update what the progress is, what the goals still are, where we're at, how we are moving forward. But it's also going to be a little bit interesting. They've told me that they will be pulling the audience via phone, so people will be using their phones and they'll be using that data. They're doing these regional forums all over the state, and we were one of them that they asked if we could host. And so that will be kind of a little bit different spin than what we normally have. It won't just be listening to a speaker, but also kind of a little bit interactive, from what I understand. So I'm excited about that. I think it's going to be very interesting, because really how the state goes, it affects your community major. And, you know, we need a state that's thriving, that's moving forward, that's doing good. And there's a lot of good things happening in the state. It's not like everything's gloom and doom, even though you always seem to hear that, you know, we're last in this, or we're, you know, there's so many good things happening.
That'll change after the election, I'm sure.
Yeah, so. So, anyhow, that's coming up on October 25th. And for those that are listening that are regular attenders, I need to stress, this one will be at the Hilton Garden Inn. So it's a little bit different. So if you work downtown, if you could walk to that would be most helpful. But it'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn over the lunch hour. Check-in's at 11:30, and then the program's from 12 to 1.
Well, will the conversation mostly be about government or government-led initiatives, or are these mostly private sector solutions? Or
it's going to be a combination of both.
Okay.
They're definitely very focused on legislation, but a lot of things aren't going to happen legislatively. They're going to happen, like you said, private sector, partnerships, that kind of thing. So I think it's both. So okay. It's going to be very, very interesting.
I think it's a big field of possibilities that could happen, depending on who has which idea and whether they can execute the idea and that sort
so
of thing.
So true.
Yeah.
November 6th will be interesting.
All the way around it will be. It's
yes,
a process that has been, turning, churning, and bubbling for about 18 months or so. So
yes, it has. I'm sure some people are ready to get it over with. But it's important to our state, so people need to be informed voters. Which, speaking of, that's a great lead-in. We also have on October 30th, a Eggs and Issues breakfast at Tri-County Tech, and it's going to be over the 5 state questions. People tend to forget that there's state questions on the upcoming election on November 6th.
Things changed the state a little bit on the last set of questions.
Yes, they
and
did.
These could, depending on how things go, change things further.
Yes. So, and it's not a, it's not biased, it's not a certain, you know, political group coming in and trying to sway one way or another. It's the pros and cons of each state question. Attendees will also get a book that kind of gives them all the information as well. So it's, you know, we just want our voters to be informed, because I think last time with those state questions, and I know there was one that I now kind of wish I had voted a different way, because I didn't, what I was hearing and things were not exactly how it played out. So it is important to know exactly what the outcome is going to be, what the, you know, some things sound really good, but is it all necessarily how you're hearing it on TV, radio, whatever. So anyhow, that's going to be coming up on October 30th. So
something they mentioned frequently in journalism classes, there's no such thing as always or never.
That is true. And I just read that last night somewhere. But so anyhow, that's coming up on October 30th. It's at 7:30 in the morning. There's a buffet breakfast, 7:30 to 8. And then, the program will be 8 to 9. So,
sound like a good program and informative. So we also, since we're talking election issues, it's not a chamber issue, but I will say October 12th is the last day to register to vote if
yes.
you're going to register for this election, whether it's a city council election or a governor election or a congressional election.
Which October are all on the
they're
same
all on the,
yeah. election.
And again, the state questions that are there too.
And it is very important. We have a, speaking locally, you know, our city council election's coming up. Very, very important two seats that are open. So
two contested races.
Yes,
yeah.
Two contested races. In fact, we had all four candidates at yesterday's chamber board meeting and just asked them to come in, briefly tell us, you know, why they were running and what their vision for the city, for progress, for how moving, you know, keep moving Bartlesville forward is. And it was interesting. So, but it was good to hear from all four of them.
I think it's important that every voter gets informed, and I will, Charlie's opinion, please go vote.
Yes, definitely. At least vote.
Yeah. But again, it's several issues to be decided as far as the makeup of the chamber, or not the chamber, the council. You get to decide your own chamber. You're a private organization.
I know. It's great. I love it.
whether, you know, congressional seats, governor, lieutenant governor, all the way down.
Lots to vote on. So
that's
hopefully
sure.
People will come out, like you said, and vote.
Yes. Business continues to do well. I see news of ribbon cuttings and that sort of thing coming up.
Yes, we'll keep steady businesses coming in, ribbon cuttings forum. There's, in fact, right across the street from the chamber, I'm excited to see there's going to be a bakery on 2nd Street in one of those
How convenient
retail
for you.
I know, we're all going to, but so we're excited about that. So just, you know, things keep happening. There's getting ready to have a cigar bar, wine bar
mm-hmm.
On Johnstone. So things downtown are still happening, but there's exciting things that are still, you know, happening, you know, beyond just downtown area. I just work and practically live downtown, so I see that a lot more. But
sure, the BRTA brought in folks from several communities around the state to show what has been done with lofts here in town.
Yes, that was exciting. So lofts have been great, and I was in Dunham's the other day, and it was a Sunday, probably like 1 o'clock, and it was booming.
All the NFL games were going on. What were you doing in a sport?
Yeah, well. anyhow, there was a lot of people in there, and uh-huh. Like you said, it was a Sunday afternoon, and it was still a lot of people. So that's exciting. That was a great addition because Sporting Goods was one of our top leakage retail industries, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was huge when they came in. And if you have not been in there, it is amazing. I'd only run in and run out, and this Sunday I took time and actually went around the entire store. And I mean, they have everything, so it's a great addition to the community.
Meeting some of the recommendations, goals, needs, however you want to classify things from that study, from that opinion survey, are there things yet to be accomplished on that?
There's always things to be accomplished, yes. I think we need another chicken. No, just kidding. They're always working on things. And what people don't understand, it was very clear yesterday, just because you think something should come, the city, the chamber, the BDA, the BRTA, any of these organizations, they can't make an organization come. People have to understand this is a free society, and it's based on developers and people that are willing to invest. Just because the city says we want XYZ doesn't mean it's just going to happen like that. And people sometimes, sometimes I need to stay off Facebook. Sometimes you read things, and it's like, it's not that simple. It's not just we say you're coming and you come, or we say you're going to locate here and you locate here. It's up to the private individual who is investing their money or their investors' money. And, you know, so it's not as easy as people think to get certain things that people always say, you know, we want this or we should get this, you know, Target. Well, there's a lot of things that go into landing something like that. So you just have to remember there's private individuals and developers that are the ones making the decisions on what they're going to do.
I know, so. I've told this story 100 times on the air. I had not been at this particular job for, I don't think, 6 weeks. And somebody walked in or called and said, hey, I heard a rumor that Red Lobster was coming to town.
That rumor will never die.
So I did what I could to track that rumor down. And sure enough, that's exactly what it was.
You know, but everybody says they want Red Lobster, and it'd be great. But really, what makes a community unique are your locally owned. I mean, having a mix, because you do want, you know, like your Chili's and your brand names, but you also want the unique, like Tinker's Glass House that's getting ready to open. If you mm-hmm. haven't driven down Frank Phillips, almost getting into downtown.
It looks like exteriorly like they're nearly ready.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. Yeah. And I saw a video of the inside. But, I mean, that's just another unique offering. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, a private investor is doing, an individual. And that's the kind of thing, and we need to support that as a community. All of our, not just Tinker's Glass House, but, you know, our locally owned.
Although you should, but that's beside the point, yeah.
Yeah, we should. But anyhow, I mean, you want unique, locally owned. That's what makes a community unique and gives it a real flavor, which is what I think Bartlesville really has, especially kind of in that downtown area. So. Mm-hmm.
Frequently, the Chamber hosts seminars related to business, Women in Business seminar or speed networking,
yes,
and that sort of thing.
We kicked off our Women in Business last Wednesday, a week ago, and for this new season, and had a great turnout, had over 100. And our next one is actually going to be October 10th. We moved it up a week with fall break just to be safe. And this one's going to be really interesting. It's going to be some nonprofits in town that actually started with women, not like a nationally, you know, like Boy Scouts, that wasn't started grassroots. But these
I did talk to several female Cub Scouts over the weekend.
There you go. But they were, it's grassroots, started with their vision and how they started their nonprofits. So I think hearing their stories, it's going to be very inspirational. It's going to be very interesting, a little bit different. It's not necessarily focused on a business and how you improve your business or yourself. But it's also good to know about your community. A lot of these people may not necessarily be really familiar with. You may have heard the name, but you don't really know what they do. So I think that one's going to be a little bit little bit different, but I think it's going to be really, really good. So that's going to be October the 10th.
Okay. Business After Hours?
Business After Hours is this next Thursday, this coming Thursday, sure. October the 4th, and it's going to be at Chenoweth & Cohen. They always do October, beautiful fall, and should be a great day for that. They always do a nice job. They always have barbecue and beer, so what more could you ask?
If you get another B in there, and we're great. Again, so many things that are all in the calendar. Check out the chamber calendar so you can schedule your event that it doesn't compete at the same time in place of something else going on.
Yes, that would be nice.
And you can do that. I think you can do it all online.
You can do it all online. And you just, if you have questions, you can always call and ask us. But Bartlesville.com, any of the things that we've talked about today are all on our website, on our calendar, front and center when you click on there. So don't forget Christmas in the Ville and check that out.
Thank you very much.
Lots going on.
Sherry Will with us this morning on 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A man jailed.